Hey guys, how are you doing today? Ryan Nilsson here with another movie review, Moviegoers Podcast, War for the Planet of the Apes. Now, I'm kind of doing this review a little early because I'm going to be going on vacation for 2 weeks, Australia, so I'm going to be releasing some reviews here and there throughout the trip, so I'm recording a bunch early. Now, just to get into Planet of the Apes, this end of this good trilogy, and I think it will be a trilogy, I'm going to just talk about it for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to get into spoilers. I'll give you spoiler alert. So first of all, War for the Planet of the Apes. I think this is a phenomenal film. Caesar is amazing. Great end to a trilogy. Caesar's an incredible character. He's the best character in the movie by far. And I think, you know, with Rise, with it being the origin story relating to, you know, James Franco's character trying to find a cure for Alzheimer's for his father, and they're testing treatment on apes, and the treatment they test on one of the apes goes well, but the ape passes away, and then he finds out, oh, the ape had a kid, and he takes it home because they're going to kill all the apes, and his father names the ape Caesar, and Caesar already has that treatment in his bloodstream because when she gave birth, he already had it in her system, so Caesar's got it, and he's brilliant. So after 4 years, you know, the father passes away, James Franco raises him, and he has to get out of the house because he's fighting neighbors. Caesar's fighting neighbors. He's getting mad at dogs, so he brings him to some kind of like zoo clinic where Draco Malfoy bullies him and shit, and then he has to break out, and he says no, he speaks, and he gets all the apes out, and he gives them the serum as well that makes apes very intelligent and tries to save, you know, humans from Alzheimer's. So then they all break out, and there's a cool little fight on the San Francisco bridge. I forget what that bridge is called. And then they get out, and he's in the woods, and Caesar is home. So they rise up in that movie, and they take over a forest. I don't think they take over a planet, but it was a forest. Well, in the credits of Rise, all the guy gets sick who got cut by Caesar, and you just see him getting on a plane, and then throughout the entire credits, you just see humanity being wiped out and spreading that ape disease. So in Dawn, 8 years later, humanity's wiped out aside from a few who had a gene that were not impacted by the virus or the disease. And, you know, most of humanity's gone, so Caesar's leading his people, his tribe, in the forest, and a lot of them can speak, but not many. And his best friend, Koba, his right-hand man, you know, he thinks he's too soft on humans. When a group of humans comes, including Gary Oldman, and they need to get more power for their city, and there's a dam that's in the middle of Caesar's territory, and they want to know if they can have access to it so that they can keep going, and the humans start a war, and Koba kind of starts it, but the humans start it too, and Caesar has to, you know, he has to fight his best friend. He has to fight Koba. It's a Shakespearean epic. And he fights him out. He kills him. But he realizes we cannot have peace with the humans. There's going to be war. So now we're at War of the Planet of the Apes. And I think this movie's great. It's not what I expected. It's actually a really quiet movie. It is a war movie, but it's not a war movie in that it's not no Saving Private Ryan, no constant fighting. There are a few fight scenes, but for the most part, it's a really quiet focusing on the character of Caesar movie, and that really surprised me, and I actually really liked it, and I think that's why this movie might be my favorite in the trilogy, because it's not what I expected. I think this movie's really good at getting you to care about certain characters through not a lot of exposition. However, there is one expositional scene, but Caesar, it's the final ride story. It's him trying to get his tribe to the promised land, to the land, the territory unknown, as they say in the movie. And it's much like Logan in that fact that, you know, they're at their wit's end, they're fighting humans, but they're just trying to get to the promised land. That's all Caesar wants to do. He just wants to get to the promised land. It's the final ride. And the thing that's been consistent with all these Apes movies is that they're far better than they should be. Not to say that I'm not expecting them to be good, just they're Planet of the Apes movies. I didn't watch most of the old ones, but I don't expect these movies to be as good as they actually are. They always impress me and they always surprise me, and I love them for that. So I think this movie is an incredible end to a character arc for Caesar. I think that the villain, the Colonel, played by Woody Harrelson, is awesome as well. There's a character, Nova, a little girl who doesn't speak, that added a really interesting element to this movie that I haven't seen in any other movie. And a near scene stealer character, Bad Ape, played by Steve Zahn. Wow, what a risky character. Really paid off. I thought he could have been the Jar Jar of the movie. He's the comic relief in this really dark, quiet movie, and he steals scenes. He's hilarious. He nails it every time. I loved Steve Zahn in this movie. And I think the evolution of these apes movies, the evolution of Caesar, to being in a cage and now apes on horses, is phenomenal. So this movie, I think, is great. Definitely go check it out. Now I'm going to get into spoilers. Heavy spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, don't listen any further. Okay. So, for Caesar to have his wife and his son killed by the colonel totally surprised me. Caught me off guard. Did not see that coming. And I thought that added so much to his character. I think what's great about these movies, it's Caesar. He's the best character by far. And that kind of is for better or worse in this trilogy, because all the other characters are just not nearly as interesting. So you're kind of constantly waiting for them to get back to Caesar whenever they do these cutscenes to other characters. But to now introduce this whole other dynamic to the movie of possible revenge. Like, Caesar's worried about becoming Koba in this movie, and he does become Koba for a brief few minutes, and he doesn't see it through, obviously, but that was so fascinating to watch. I honestly didn't know which way he was going to go, if he was going to go the path of revenge or if he was going to let this guy go. But I mean, for him to go hunt down the colonel and then Maurice, two gorillas, and the other ape, I'm forgetting his name, follow him, they immediately get you to care about those other apes with them, because you can see that they care about Caesar. And when one of those apes gets shot outside the colonel's, like, camp, and the little girl, Nova, puts the flower in his ear, I got choked up. That was a deep moment. I didn't know I'd get, like, nearly teary-eyed when I saw, like, this gorilla die, but it was like Harambe, man. Anyway, yeah, that was Harambe joke. So, the character Nova, I thought was one of the more interesting parts of this movie, because I mean, this movie is really similar to Apocalypse Now in that it's a quiet war movie. It's sort of centered on the characters and this character kind of trying to find this colonel. And it's really similar to Logan. And then this quiet girl is really similar to the girl in Logan in that she's quiet. But in Logan, she's a badass and she kills people. She, in this movie, Nova, she, like, you don't know what's her deal. Like, is she just mute? But then when you find out Woody Harrelson says, yeah, I think the disease that wiped out most of humanity is kind of mutating and making humans paralyzed and turning them into apes, basically, by them not talking, having like a reverse effect that has on the apes to humans. And he kills any human that he think has the disease, and he just wants to protect his own. I thought that was really interesting. And you find out, oh, this girl has that. But I was a little confused as to why. Okay, is she going to become paralyzed? Because when Woody Harrelson gets that disease, he's paralyzed and he can't speak. Or maybe that was because he was drunk. I don't know. But it looked like she couldn't speak, and I don't know if she was going to be paralyzed or not, but it was a little unclear. I loved her in this movie. She brought some little intimate moments, or some moments that I've seen in many other movies, and she kind of elevated them for this movie. And that gorilla death scene is a perfect example. However, she is in my least favorite part of the movie, which is when, you know, Caesar, he goes to this camp. He gets captured, all the other apes get captured, all the apes that were going to this promised land get captured as well. And he's stuck in the concentration camp, and the colonel's testing him, and he's not even feeding him. He's making him work, he ties him up, and he says, hey, if you're dead, or if you can't move the next morning, I'm just going to kill you. Or if you're alive the next morning, I'll feed you. So he, you know, he's going to die. He's sick, he can't eat, he hasn't been fed anything, he's about to die of starvation. And the girl puts a coat on and walks into the camp, Nova, and she gives him a bucket of water and food. And I would have been fine with that scene if it was really quick, if it was 30 seconds, and then she ran away. But that movie, that scene's like 4 minutes. And the fact that, it's right out in the open, the fact that no one noticed, no guards, the colonel, none of the lighthouses with the light flashing throughout the concentration camp the entire movie, no one noticed this little girl doing that. I could not believe that. How is no one watching Caesar? That made no sense to me. That totally pulled me out of the movie. I know it's not a huge deal, but I could not believe that. How did no soldier notice that? No patrol guy saw that coming? Even like the lights from the lighthouse kind of shine on her for a few minutes. It was just weird. So, I mean, not a huge deal, but that did bother me. And that was the part of the movie that bothered me the most. But back to Caesar. Okay, so Caesar, you know, he's on this dead path of revenge, but ultimately he just wants to get his people out of there. And I think there's even a few moments in the movie where he's done trying to get back at the colonel. He just wants to break everyone out free. And the thing with Maurice and the other apes being in the sewers, finding out, like, oh, they can kind of break through the roof or the ground and kind of get people out of there, like a sinkhole. I thought that was really interesting. There's just so many great dynamics between characters in this movie that you wouldn't expect in an ape movie. But we should expect it because the past two have been good. So this movie is a lot like Apocalypse Now, and they even go as far to have spray painted in one of the sewers, Apocalypse Now, which I thought was really heavy-handed. Like, you did not need that. I got all the references. You have the Colonel shaving his head, like in Apocalypse Now. You have a guy that they just call the Colonel, like in Apocalypse Now. It's a war movie. It's quiet. Like, you didn't have to have spray-painted Apocalypse Now. I thought that was a little crazy. But, I mean, not a big deal again. What really makes this movie phenomenal is just the ending of the arc for Caesar. And that when the Colonel, you know, picks up the girl's doll, he becomes paralyzed, and Caesar gets free. All the apes escape through the sinkhole, and the other army's coming, and he gets a shotgun. He goes up to where the Colonel's sleeping, and he points the shotgun at his head, and he realizes, oh, the Colonel's sick. The Colonel cannot speak anymore, and he's sort of paralyzed because of how drunk he is. You're like, oh my god, is he going to do it? Is he going to become Koba? And he doesn't. And you know, that means more than it sounds. Like, I think when I said that, it didn't sound like it was a huge deal. It sounded like it was obvious. But, like, they're at a point in the movie where the Colonel's going to die either way. If Caesar pulled that trigger, it wouldn't have been a big deal in the grand scheme of things. It would have been a big deal for Caesar internally, though. And that's why I really love that scene where he doesn't pull the trigger. He's like, you know what? He's paralyzed. These guys are probably going to get him anyway. I'm not going to do this because I'm not like Koba. And I really like that. He doesn't do revenge. He doesn't kill the Colonel out of revenge for his wife and his son dying. Love that. So, again, with this trilogy, why it's such a good trilogy. Really underrated. First movie is, it's a slave revolt. That's what this movie is. It's a slave revolt. They're in chains in the zoo. They get out, and they're like, hey, you can't treat us like this. They're animals. And just because now that they're intelligent, and they actually have the tools to break out. And it was all surprising to human beings. I love that in the first one. And the second one, it's this Shakespearean brother versus brother epic, which I love, man. Him and Koba. Koba was his brother in that movie. And for Koba to betray Caesar, and then he has to fight him later in the movie, wow, the stakes were high in that fight. And were even, like, really similar to, I mean, you don't see that dynamic in many movies, but similar to how I wish the end of Revenge of the Sith was when Obi-Wan was fighting Anakin. Instead of it just being like a clear-cut, Anakin's bad. Like, you understood why Koba thought this. You understood why Caesar thought the other way. And it was just made that ending fight phenomenal. And then this movie is the biblical epic. It's a biblical Moses story. And those three movies are so different, but they're in the same trilogy. And I love that so much. So that was great. I think there was another great song moment in this movie with it was Jimi Hendrix. What was it? I think it was Hey Joe. Love that in the movie. And not to mention, I love the score of this movie. Michael Giacchino, he's my second favorite composer behind John Williams. I thought the score in this movie was incredible. It's great. And unlike other Michael Giacchino music, where he basically does themes for characters, or there's one theme that's consistent throughout the movie, just with different instruments, the music throughout this movie is different. It's very different, and it's really weird. Like, since it's such a quiet movie, you really need to rely on that score, and the score is great, and it really keeps the scenes that are quiet moving. Again, I absolutely love this movie. I think that the positives outweigh the negatives, even though that one negative of the girl, I really did not like that scene. I can look past it. And I can say this movie is still great because it achieves that awesome arc for Caesar. And at the end, when the avalanche happens, and after he just gets shot by the arrow from the guy he showed mercy to earlier in the movie, and he runs off and they make it to the promised land, and he doesn't get to live in it, really. He doesn't get to experience it. He just gets to see his ape tribe and Nova and his son, and his other son, his baby son, kind of living in it. And he's with Maurice, who's been in all the movies and kind of been Caesar's best friend, really. Not Koba, but Maurice. And Maurice kind of says, like, you did it, Caesar. And he's like, we did it. And then he dies. Like, whew, poetic ending. Fuck. Love this movie so much. Such a good movie. Wow. Okay. That's my review of Planet of the Apes, you guys. I give it a 9.4 out of 10. It's remarkable. It's my favorite of the trilogy, I think. Even though it might not be the best like overall movie, I think it's my favorite. And I think that this movie should get all the awards. No, it should get a lot of rewards. It should get, you know, visual effects. It should be nominated for score. I love the score. And I mean, I really hope the Academy finds some kind of way to recognize Andy Serkis, because his work in this trilogy is remarkable. It's phenomenal, and it should be rewarded, and it should be recognized. So what did you think of War for the Planet of the Apes? What did you think of this trilogy? I think this trilogy is up for discussion as one of the best trilogies of all time. I think it's that good, and I do think that this is one of the best movies of the year. What did you think of War for the Planet of the Apes? Comment below in the YouTube channel, and if you're listening to this on iTunes, please rate and subscribe and share it. That would mean a lot, you guys. I'm Ryan Nilsson. Thanks for watching.